Episode 140.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we answer a common listener question. What do I do if I'm just trying to get started online? We also take care of a lot of really cool things. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how is everyone doing? I am having a fantastic week from the little studio in Texas, right here in Dallas. This is the podcast where we talk to you all about how to build your online business, even if you're doing it one night at a time. And I am your host, Mark Mason. I hope you're having an absolutely amazing week where you're getting all kinds of crazy stuff done on your business. It has been a super busy week for me. And one of the big highlights of my week was getting to go to my child's elementary school and be what's called a watchdog. Now, if you're not familiar with the Watchdog program, it's a program in the United States sponsored by the National Center for Fathering, and the dogs in Watchdog stands for Dads of Great Students. And basically, it's a program that schools can participate in, and if you're a dad, you get to go spend the day at the school essentially behaving sort of like an assistant principal with the responsibilities of volunteering in the classroom and hanging out with your child and playing at recess. And at my son's school, you get a pass that allows you to unlock and lock all the doors, and you patrol the hallways, and you just kind of hang out and be helpful and get to be around your kid for the day, which is really cool. In my case, two kids in this elementary school. So it's a whole lot of fun. And in this particular case, I got to see my son win his kickball game. They're having a big kickball tournament at the school to end the school year, and his team is doing really well. They're currently tied for first place. I got to go to art with my daughter and to her play rehearsal. It was just really cool, fun thing. But when I was in her art class, the reason I mention all this is there was a quote on the wall, and I thought this was a particularly amazing quote for we, the people of internet business, because everywhere I go, in every training that I'm in every sales letter that I read, I hear the call of freedom. Why do you want to have an internet business? And the answer I hear from everyone is, I want freedom. And that's a fantastic answer. And sometimes it's the freedom to stay home. Sometimes it's the freedom to do whatever you want. Sometimes it's the freedom to pursue your passion. But it's always this word freedom. And it worries me a little bit that people have this idea that there's some correlation between freedom and not working hard. All of the super successful entrepreneurs that I know that are really killing it in the online space, they are working hard. Now, they may love their work and they may not be working 72 hours a day kind of hard, but they're really putting in a lot of effort to run their online business. And this quote I thought was so fantastic, and I can't quote it exactly, but it basically said, having freedom does not mean that you don't have responsibility, that it doesn't mean that you're free from responsibility. It means you're free to choose the responsibility that you desire. That is a really key idea, because When you're doing online business, if you want to be successful, you may be busier and working harder than you've ever been. And I think that's part of the reason that it's so important to choose something that you actually care about when you start your online business. And I think that's the reason that I often see people who start online businesses just for the money have a lot more trouble reaching that success that they're looking for than people who are pursuing something that they really care about. Just something to think about. It's not freedom from responsibility. It's the freedom to choose your responsibility. Now, speaking of freedoms, one of the freedoms that you have right now is to pause this podcast and go leave a review on iTunes, which is what I asked you to do back at the beginning of the month. I really appreciate those reviews, and I got a great one from Chris Holdheide. Now, Chris is a longtime listener of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast and writes that he's been following me for some time. He's listened to every episode that I have to offer, and he even got to talk to me on Skype, which I did get to talk to Chris on Skype. That was super cool. He says the podcast is top notch and one of the few that he looks forward to every single week. And by the way, Chris, that means the world to me. I love the fact that people listen to this show every week. He says, if you're looking for someone to learn more about internet marketing from, Mark is the go-to guy in the space. And you can find Chris and check out what he's working on over at SideHustleAcademy.com. Chris, thank you so much for the review. If you'd like to leave a review for me in iTunes and get your name shouted out on the podcast, I'd love it if you did that at LateNightInternetMarketing.com/iTunes. And one more kind of thing that I wanted to mention before we get into the meat of today's episode is that I will be speaking at Podcast Dallas about internet marketing and various things that will be tuned a little bit for the podcasters in the audience, but they've asked me to come in and talk about making money online and other kinds of things. Podcast Dallas is a fantastic thing. It's a monthly meeting of podcasters around the Dallas-Fort Worth area that I often don't get to go to because somehow they scheduled it right in the middle of my son's baseball practice, which is always on Tuesday night when they meet. In fact, come to think of it, that may be why they meet on Tuesday night, because they know I won't be able to be there. I hope that's not the case. But it is the case that I will be there because they have invited me on Tuesday, June 6th. And you can find information about that meetup and sign up and go. We'd love to see you there at meetup.com. You can just search for Podcast Dallas, and I will leave a link to Podcast Dallas in the show notes. Great bunch of guys that are involved in running that. In fact, a lot of the people that are involved in running the wildly successful Podcast Movement Conference are actually also involved in running of Podcast Dallas. So I'll be looking forward to that talk. And I would love to see you there on Tuesday, June 6th. If you're in the Dallas area that evening.
It's time for your late night tech tip. Tools, tips, and tricks for your internet business.
So I thought I'd offer an interesting tech tip, a research tip, a tool, along with some SEO discussion. I was reading Search Engine Journal, as I often do, to keep up with SEO and other things that are going on. And I saw this article, 55 quick SEO tips that even your mother would love. And I read through the tips and I thought, well, these are pretty good tips, but the article is dated 2008. Now, how is that possible? They must have edited this article since 2008. And I checked, and of course, this, if you Google SEO tips, at least for me, it comes up in the very top of the listing. So this is an article, a URL with a long history. And what I was figuring is that Search Engine Journal must be updating this article on a periodic basis. And in fact, if you scroll down to the bottom of the article, you see that they have a link to their SEO guide, which was published in 2016. So clearly, they've been updating this article on a regular basis. So I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to see what this article looked like in 2008? I bet there are going to be some hilarious search engine recommendations that I can make fun of on the podcast. So I went to the Wayback Machine. Now, this is the tech tip for you tonight, is that if you ever need to see what a web page used to look like many years ago, oftentimes you can go to Internet Archive and you can look at the Wayback Machine. Now, that's at archive.org/web. And this is the very famous Wayback Machine. Now, the Internet Archive has many uses. You can put stuff up there, it lasts forever. Some people, even when they're podcasting on the cheap, they host their podcast files on archive.org. We don't recommend that, but that will actually work. You can do that. But the Wayback Machine, you can put in any URL, and depending on what the crawling rules are for that website and so forth, you can see what the website looked like over time. And in fact, you can put this search engine journal article into the URL for the article, into the Wayback Machine, and go back to May of 2008 or late April of 2008. And sure enough, there's the article on what was then Search Engine Journal, 55 quick SEO tips even your mother would love. And the page is hilarious looking. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's a very 10 years ago looking website. It's a three column design where the left hand column is single rows of banner ads, and the right hand column is double rows of ads. And this is what websites looked like when I was building websites like this back in 2008. This is what they all looked like. Incredibly ugly. And what struck me about this was the quality of the tips in this article is really high, and most of the 55 tips hold up today. Now, you got to throw out the tips about don't use flash splash pages on your website and some old technology stuff that no longer exists, but these tips are things like content is very important, links are very important, don't worry so much about page rank, make sure you have unique keyword-focused title tags for every page on your site, keep fresh content on your site, keep delivering fresh content, make sure your backlink anchors use words that make sense for the thing that you're linking to. In other words, don't say click here, say click here for blue widgets if you're trying to rank for blue widgets. Now, one thing they don't mention in this article is link anchor text diversification, which is something that we've talked about in the past, but that hadn't happened yet. So I was really struck by this article and how it's evolved over time. So a couple of things to take away from this discussion. One is this article for 55 SEO tips is a pretty decent article, and I will link to it on Search Engine Journal. Don't be put off by the fact that the date is 2008 on the article, because they've obviously been updating it. And the SEO guide that they link to at the bottom of the article is also good. It's a little bit long and wordy, but it's a good guide. And I recommend it if you're interested in learning more about search engine optimization. So that's one thing. Second thing is the Wayback Machine is always a great tool to kind of see what's been going on with a particular website, or if something is removed from a web page and you want to go find it, it's no longer where you thought it was going to be. A lot of times you can find that at archive.org. So that's a super cool thing. And then I think the third thing is this is a strategy that you can use on your own content. Once you've been blogging for a long time, you're going to have hundreds of posts, and some of them are going to be outdated, but they're going to have links to them, and Google is going to like them because they've been around for a long time. You can refresh that content, maybe add some length to it, add some new content, indicate that it's been updated for 2017. And Google likes that kind of refresh content, and that's a great way to strengthen your position when you're trying to rank for particular keywords with a piece of content, is to update the content periodically to keep it relevant. Google wants your content to be authoritative and relevant, and one way to do that is to refresh it with up-to-date information. And I wouldn't be shy about saying that, hey, this content has been updated for 2017, because that tells the reader, hey, this is being maintained. It's safe for me to trust this and perhaps even link to it because this is a good, solid piece of content that I know for sure is out of date. So that's your tech tip, cool thing that's going on for the week. I thought that was really good. It tells me what I've always believed, that Search Engine Journal and those guys over there are really serious about the work that they're doing. That's a good publication for you to be reading on a regular basis.
It's time to get to work. Building your internet business. One night at a time.
So one thing I wanted to talk about was a question that was posed as a potential podcast topic in the late night internet marketing community group over on Facebook. If you're interested in checking us out over there, we're at latenightim.com/FB group. We'd love to have you over there. And Sean Dormish says, hey, it would be really neat to have a guide for when you're new to this online world. You've been struck by lightning and suddenly you realize that there's this whole world of online business. And I'm sure that's happened to most of you, that something happened to cause you to realize that there was this thing out there called online business and you decided you were interested in it. You wanted to try and work on creating your own online business. And the question is, how do you start? How do you even think about it? And so if this is you, I think this, you know, we'll have a helpful conversation for you. But if it's not you and you've been working on online business for a while, I think this is also a useful conversation in case you're stuck or for when you need to explain what it is that you're doing to other people. Maybe this will help you with that conversation and help you turn other people's light bulbs on to the world that is internet business. So for me, when I talk to people about how to get started online, they come to me with that question, Mark, I want to start an online business. What do I do? How do I start? And I think the first thing that you've got to do if you want to start an online business is educate yourself about the different kinds of online businesses that are out there. What are the different models? You know, there's the blogging model where you write about something that you've decided to write about and you figure out how to monetize that blog content. There are models where you take some existing business that you have. Maybe you're a speaker or you're an accountant or you're a graphics designer and you try to virtualize that service and bring it online so that you can have virtual customers all over the world. There's affiliate marketing where you create content specifically for the purpose of driving traffic to affiliate offers. There's creating your own content by becoming an authority in your space, maybe by having a podcast or by creating a blog or by having a YouTube channel and creating products, information, digital products for sale. There's just creating content and collecting ad revenue, creating an amazingly popular YouTube channel and just living off the ads. And you see this a lot in the gaming industry where you have people playing Minecraft and recording those videos and have literally millions of viewers watching them play Minecraft and other games and explaining how the games work. There's eBay business models that aren't nearly as popular as they were, but there are business models where you buy things and resell them on eBay. Similarly, there are e-commerce models like we've been talking about with Shopify, where you drop ship things from China or ship things out of your living room. Or you can be an Amazon seller and you can sell things on Amazon and countless other business models. So I think the very first step when you're getting started online is to actually identify these business models and understand them at least well enough to pick a few that interest you. That's really the first step. So, you know, there are pros and cons to all of these business models. Maybe you hate being in front of a camera. If you hate being in front of a camera, a YouTube-related business model is probably not for you. Maybe you really don't like writing. If you don't like writing, blogging may not be the right business model for you. But maybe you do have some brick and mortar retail sales experience where it makes a lot of sense for you to have an e-commerce website, for example. So I think the first thing for you to do is to identify a business model that seems to resonate with you. And then the second thing I would do is to research that and become familiar with the thought leaders around that business model niche. So inside of internet marketing, there are people that talk mostly about affiliate marketing. There are people that are teaching mostly about e-commerce. And, inside of that e-commerce niche, there are people that talk mostly about Shopify stores with drop shipping, or they talk about Amazon. And there's all of these different kinds of areas of expertise. And I think you need to further narrow down what it is that you want to do. And fundamentally, you need to find a person or at most two people that are currently successful at doing what it is that you want to do, and you need to follow those people. So for example, if you want to create a course online and be wildly successful and promote that course using sophisticated techniques like Facebook ads and webinars, Amy Porterfield is probably for you. She is doing that incredibly successfully, and she is teaching it, and she's the perfect person for you to follow. On the other hand, if you want to build an e-commerce store, Amy Porterfield's not the right person, right? And so I think it's really important that you find someone who is teaching that topic and get to know them and understand what it is that they're teaching and get a feeling for whether or not the way they teach things resonates with you and is something that you want to try and duplicate, and latch on to that idea. Avoid the temptation of multiple gurus, or even worse, multiple gurus across multiple business models. Find someone that you know, like, and trust, and really focus on following that person to success. Now, it's important that that person has courses to offer or something that is going to give you a clear path to success. But I think the second thing after you've identified a business model is really to identify someone that you can, that can be your primary Sherpa in this journey to building your online business. And then the third thing is to invest. Now, invest means spend the resources that you have wisely to get to the place that you want to get to. And usually it also means spend those resources in the way that maximizes return on investment. So in the Amy Porterfield example, if you want to launch a course, you have a couple of choices. One is you can go identify all the free content that Amy Porterfield has ever created about online course creation and consume all that content, and maybe consume some related free content to fill in the gaps, and go set off on that journey by following Amy Porterfield and doing what she recommends in her free content. That's an investment of time. That is going to take you a certain amount of time. It's going to take effort to sift through the material. It's a low dollar investment because the content is free, but it's a high time investment. And there's an emotional cost with that, of the uncertainty of always wondering whether or not you're doing the right thing. But if you're trying to bootstrap a business and you don't have a budget, that's the option that's available to you. And there have been plenty of people that have been wildly successful taking that approach. And so that's fine. Or you can, instead of investing so much time, you can trade time for money. And that's almost always possible in internet business. And in this case, you would buy Amy's $2,000 course on creating courses. That's awfully meta. I love that. A course on courses. And you would save a ton of time, and your probability of success and high ROI on your investment would go up. And so those are the choices that you have. And then once you've done those three things, you've identified a business model, identified a Sherpa, identified an investment that you can go make, or made investments in this area, I think the fourth thing that you need to do is focus through to success. Because one of the ways that I see internet marketers run into trouble is they get into what we talked about the last couple of weeks, the messy middle of these projects where they're creating a course or doing whatever they're doing, and they get distracted by something new. As you guys know, this happens to me all the time. I think it's really important that you, once you decide on what you're working on and who you're following, you do your very best to drive that thing to completion. It's super critical and very important that you stay focused on whatever the task is in front of you from start to profit. That's a phrase that I stole from Lynn Terry over at clicknews.com, who's a famous affiliate marketer. And she talks about starting these projects and not giving up on them after 3 weeks when you realize, hey, this is a lot of work, right? You got to push through that and drive these things from start to profit. And so that's what I would say to someone that is just getting started online. Now, my feeling is that when you're getting started online, one of the easiest things that you can do that pays back the most dividends in terms of learning and potential is affiliate marketing, because you don't have the burden of creating your own product in spaces that you may not quite have expertise in yet. You don't have the issue of fulfillment and all the associated risks that go with selling products online. Basically, you're just creating content and driving traffic. I will say that in my experience, affiliate marketing is slower to build than some of these other things like building a Shopify store and drop shipping items from China, but it has different risks and rewards. You know, with the Shopify thing, your problem is identifying paid traffic that works for your Shopify store. You may not have the budget to do a lot of traffic testing. You may not be able to risk that budget, or and that sort of accounting-based business where you're worried about profit margins and how much you're selling something for versus the cost of fulfillment and shipping, that may not appeal to you. That's kind of a numbers game, an arbitrage play, if you will. You may be more interested in writing about your passion. And in that case, maybe blogging is the right business model for you. But whatever it is, you really need to stick with this thing until it's done, until you have proven that you can be successful, because that is really the difference that I see between people who get started online and succeed versus people who start online and give up. So I hope that's helpful to you, Sean. I hope that helps answer that question, whether it was for you or for somebody else, about what the big picture looks like when you're getting started online. All right, well, that wraps it up for this week. I hope you can make it out to Podcast Dallas on June 6th. That's going to be awesome. I'll be out there and having great fun, and I hope to see you there. Until then, make a lot of progress on your internet business. Peace out.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business.
One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, so I'm very excited because tomorrow morning my daughter is in her first play. She is in the Bugs play. She's in the first grade. And she is a butterfly, and she has two speaking parts. She's very excited about that. It's a total of about 15 or 20 words, or maybe 30 words at the most. And she's brilliant. I must say, I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't been knocking down the door. She looks totally adorable in this butterfly costume that my wife has all tricked out with her little wings and antennae and so forth. And I'm just really excited for her. And she's very excited. She could barely go to sleep tonight. And she was worried because she wants to wear a ring, a butterfly ring, and she was having trouble finding the ring. So we'll have to find that in the morning. But I will definitely try and post a picture of my butterfly in the show notes over at latenightinternetmarketing.com/140. We will see you guys next week. Ciao.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain, and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.